Tracy Morgan with you with our extended news at noon. And with me right now is John Manson. And if you don't know John, he, of course, owns the Starlight Drive-In. And I had this idea to talk to him because I thought, you know, we're going into the yellow phase. What do we do? What can we do? What can't we do? And I thought, wait a minute, can we go to the drive-in? And so, John, thank you very much for joining me for a few minutes. I appreciate your time.
Certainly.
So it's interesting because what is old is new, and now you're huge, right? Can we say that?
Yeah. Well, one of the few venues that is allowed to operate in the yellow phase. We will be maintaining social distancing and various policies in place. But at least the family can get out and start doing some fun things after being cooped up for all this time.
So you will be open. So we're talking today, and again, I try to date some of our interviews, but we're talking to you. It's Friday, and this is when Butler County moves into the yellow phase. And so you will be open. So did you have to wait until we got into the yellow phase, or were you planning this as your opening day?
No, we had to wait.
Okay.
Typically, we would open in April, but because of the red phase, we were not permitted to open until we turned yellow.
So do you have any specifications on what we need to do as a community? Do you have any adjustments that you had to make in order to be able to get this done?
Yes. We're going to be operating at half capacity. We're going to be having an empty space in between vehicles to maintain social distancing. The concession stand is going to be closed, but we are open for food sales. We're installing a food app as we speak that is accessed through our website. So you'll be able to place your order, and then you'll get notified when it's ready for pickup, and then you just simply come up and pick it up at the door of the concession stand. We're going to have the restrooms will be open, but we're going to limit the number of people inside at any given time. And we're going to have regular cleaning, disinfecting of the restrooms throughout the night. And we'll have monitors making sure that the rules are followed.
So for the, I'm trying to think, you know, when I was a kid, we used to have those, the piece of equipment that went on the car window. And I was just thinking that as I was thinking of the possibility of roller skates coming out and delivering our food. But you're not doing that, right? We're not going all the way back.
No.
Okay.
No.
So this, of course, is on your radio. So you are able to, you know, access the movie on your radio and be able to enjoy a movie like that. And we came out a couple of years ago with our kids when they were smaller, and it was just fun to be able to revisit that time when we were kids to be able to do this. And you've been open for a long time now. Are you going to utilize every movie screen that you have, even though you'll be airing at half capacity?
Yes, all three screens will be open when we're showing different double features on each screen. Some of the drive-ins are only opening with single features, but we decided we wanted to give our customers the full-blown drive-in experience, and that means double features. Now, we do ask that people not wait until intermission if they need to use the restroom, because obviously if everybody goes at once, then we're going to have some issues and some long lines. So, you know, I think people have become a bit accustomed to the new norm, and I think things are going well.
Now, typically, when we come to the Starlight, we just drive in, pay, and then go ahead and continue on into your venue. Are you going to be selling tickets beforehand? Is this first come, first serve? How do we know when you are at half capacity? Because if I'm 15 minutes late for a movie, you know, by the time I arrive, you may be full.
Well, it is on a first come, first serve basis. We considered the option of pre-sale of tickets. But what were you trying to, the logistics behind that, trying to figure out, okay, we need to keep so many spaces open for the pre-sold tickets who haven't showed up yet, and then you have customers in line saying, what do you mean I can't get in? There's a look at all those empty spaces. And it just gets into a situation where it's easier for us to monitor the capacity live versus dealing with pre-sold.
And so is there a way that you can manage making sure that every other space is going to be blocked off? Will you be physically blocking it off, or will you just trust that people will park every other space?
We're going to have an employee on the lot to make sure that it's the rules are observed.
And so how do you think that you'll be able to make sure or maintain that folks aren't taking up like a couple of people or a couple of spaces, I should say? So let's say you have a large family and you bring a little caravan, if you will, and the next thing you know, you have like eight people in this vehicle or seven people in the vehicle. Do you want them to stay in just that one spot that they're parked in, or how will you make sure that people aren't spreading out?
Right. What we're going to do is we're asking people that they either remain in their vehicle or they sit in front of or behind their vehicle, depending upon which way they're parked, but that they have to keep the space in between the vehicles empty so that social distancing is observed.
So, folks, if you're just joining us, John Manson is with us. Of course, he owns the Starlight Drive-In, or only drive-in, in Butler County, and I'm glad you're here. It's just we didn't want to see it gone because it just was a part of who we are, and so I'm glad that you're still surviving and thriving. Do you think that you'll be, we'll just say, okay as a business as we go through the summer? Are you going to maintain these rules throughout the entire summer, or will you adjust as we go along?
Well, just as we go along, hopefully things continue to improve with the coronavirus situation, and we're eventually allowed to go green, in which case we'll be back to our normal operations. But until that time, we will maintain the social distancing requirements. We'll follow all the safeguards that the CDC puts out there. For not only for the safety of our employees, but for the safety of our patrons. I mean, we take the seriousness of the virus, but at the same time, where we want to be able to provide a service to the community, some entertainment value that they otherwise haven't been able to have for the last couple of months.
I think it rolls into our mental health when we're cooped up. You know, mental health is important whether we're cooped up or not. But I think being able to get out and do something safely it helps us emotionally and mentally, and be able just to give us some kind of release. And I always appreciate the entertainment industry for being able to do that. So I'm glad you're able to do this opening today, being that it's Friday. You're planning on doing this all summer and adjusting, as you just said. Do you prefer that we wear our masks at this time? Shall we bring those?
Yes. Well, if you're leaving your vehicle to come to the concession stand to pick up food or to use the restrooms, we ask that you wear a mask when away from your vehicle for your own safety as well as the safety of others.
So, John, you know, it's interesting because I always try to keep an eye out for movies, of what movies I'd like to go see. I haven't really been paying attention. So what are you airing as of today? You said you're going to use all of your screens, double features. What are we going to get to see?
On screen one, we're going to have Trolls World Tour, rated PG, followed by Doolittle, also rated PG. Screen two, we're going to have Onward, rated PG, followed by Call of the Wild, rated PG. On screen three, we are having a special feature, the Amazon movie Vast of the Night. Amazon has authorized a promotion of 50 cents per car to come see that movie. So on that screen alone, we'll have a special rate, and we'll be able to keep track of which cars are paying for which screen. But that's this weekend only. And Amazon Vast of the Night is also being played with. The second feature is another Amazon movie called Aeronauts.
Are those both? Are they drama? Are they sci-fi? Or what are they?
Vast of the Night is a bit of a sci-fi.
Okay.
Aeronauts is about a young couple in a balloon ride across the country.
Oh, yes. Yes. I do know which one you're talking about. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So those are would be cheaper. Is that what you're saying, that they're giving you 50 cents off the car?
Amazon's we're only charging 50 cents per car versus the normal $8 for an adult, $6 for seniors, active military, and vets, and $4 for children, which is our normal rates for the other movies.
Wow. So that's only one screen. So folks, pay attention to that. Again, Starlight is going to operate at half capacity. So you need to know that. Make sure you get there first come, first serve. And if you want that one screen, it only costs you 50 cents, but you're going to have to get there and make sure you're there in time. Okay. So where can we get your information? I know you have your website, your screen times. Where can we get all that?
Yeah. Our website, starlightdrivein.com. And we have a now playing page, and that's also the web page is where there'll be a tab for ordering food through the website. We're also on Facebook, Starlight Butler, and so everything's posted on our Facebook page. So those are the, and then we have a pre-recorded line, 724-284-5003. And we put a pre-recorded message saying what's playing and what time the box office opens and what time the movies start.
John, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. I can only express it in the way of saying cautiously excited. You know, I mean, it's fun to be able to say, yay, we get to go out again. But what's happening is always in the back of our minds. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword, but I'm glad that you're opening. I'm glad you're going to have some availability for some folks to come in and stick with their cars. And if folks, if you came late to our conversation about Starlight, they are opening today, Friday, and you can listen to this as our podcast again. It'll be on our website, and you can go through all the different rules, if you will, the regulations that John has put in place for Starlight, and it sounds like it'll be a nice thing to be able to do with the family. John, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tracy.